you don't like singling people out because it's been a fantastic effort recently, and to win football matches, you need your whole team playing well, and I think it's fair to say that's what's been happening. But I think, you know, if where Shane's coming from, you know, his early part of the season, he wasn't quite at it, and he wasn't, you know, possibly being the player that we hoped he was going to be. And we've kind of just gave him time to come to himself, and, you know, always knowing what type of player he was and how he was going to be. And more than a month, I would say, but the last month he's been fantastic. And even on Saturday there at Air United, I thought he was terrific. He's been massive to us. I mean, obviously, we're a team where a lot of people always point the finger at us and say that, you know, you're a one-man team with Ronan McAllister, etc. But I think if you look at the goal-scoring charts, we've got four players in there. And, you know, guys like Shane, Leighton McIntosh, Jordan Brown, Ronan McAllister, it's hard for every team to look after that many guys that can get in and score goals. So when Shane's playing the way he is, and, you know, Shane's got a terrific pedigree as a player, and although he's only 24, 25, he's played 70-odd games in SPL for Inverness. So he comes with that pedigree, and to be honest, he's just now showing what he's all about. And, you know, when I brought him here, I was hoping that we could possibly get him back to full-time football again, and hopefully there's a chance that will happen for him again at some point, you know. But in the meantime, we're getting the benefit of that, and it's fantastic for us.